Today we're wrapping up this series, Beyond GPS, Knowing and Doing the Will of God. And we're going to talk about how U-turns are allowed. We're going to talk about how God allows U-turns and how you can get back in God's will no matter how far out of it you feel right now. Let me remind you of the definition of God's will that we've been using in this series. We looked at this back on day one. Here it is again. God's will is this. God's will is the direction that I would choose if I could see things from God's perspective. Okay? And during this series, we've been talking about how do you learn to hear from God? How do you know that God speaks? How do you learn to trust God when He does guide you? Last week, we talked about the spiritual disciplines that keep us on course. And today, we're going to look at what happens when we get out of God's will. So here's the last truth about God's will. It's this: God allows U-turns. Isn't that great? God allows U-turns. I, for one, am very happy that God allows U-turns. And just like a GPS, if you get off track and you're driving down the road with a GPS and you get off course, that GPS will reroute you. It will refocus you and recalculate so that you can get back on track. Well, God does that in our life as well. We all get off track from time to time. We all get off going down the wrong road. And when we get off on the wrong road, if we go back to God, He will refocus us. He will redirect us. He will recalculate and reroute us back to the middle of His will. But here's the big question for today. In what area of your life do you need a U-turn? We need U-turns from time to time. So where in your life do you need a U-turn? Are you in a place in a relationship where you need to make a U-turn? Or maybe you're at a place in your career. I went to school for this and I have been going down this path, but I think maybe God wants me to make a U-turn in my career, because I think I've gone down the wrong path. Or maybe you need a financial U-turn. Past couple of years have been tough on the economy, and you need a financial U-turn in your life. Or maybe you need a spiritual U-turn. Maybe you are here today for the first time in a long time, or you've been thinking about dropping out, but you need a spiritual U-turn to get back on track, or whatever it might be. Or maybe there is a sin issue. You know, we could water it down and call it something else, but there's just a sin issue in your life. And you know you're off track, and God's brought it to mind, and you know you need to make a U-turn and get away from that sin and get back into the middle of God's will. The good news is God allows U-turns, and God will give you a U-turn. Abraham Lincoln said, "My great concern is not whether you have failed, but whether you are content with your failure." My great concern for you today is not whether or not you are outside of God's will, but whether or not you are content with being outside of God's will. And so, if you're not content to be outside of God's will, I want to show you how you can get back on track. And that's what we're going to look at during the rest of our time together. So, how do I get back in God's will? Here's the first step. First, I must admit that I'm out of God's will. Now, when you admit to God that you are out of His will, let me tell you, He's not surprised. It's not like God's up in heaven and you finally say, God, I just messed up. I admit. And God's like, what? I didn't know that happened. When did this happen? No, He knew you were out of His will, okay? He was just waiting on you to admit it. He knew that He couldn't bless you. He knew that you were missing out on the best pathway that He has for you. He knew that you were not in the middle, but He will not force Himself on you. You see, God invites you to accept Him into your life and to follow His will. But He gives you the freedom to ignore Him if you want. But you ignore Him at your own peril. In fact, there are some symptoms of being outside of God's will. We call them symptoms that may show that you are out of God's will. These symptoms are kind of like when you go to the doctor with the flu. They may not be able to diagnose at 100% that you have the flu, but you have the runny nose, you have the chills, you've got the temperature. So together, there's an abundance of symptoms that tell you it's not just a cold, it's actually the flu. Well, any of these symptoms by themselves do not show that you're out of God's will. But when you have an abundance of them, it's a good sign. For example, let me explain. Frustration. You know, maybe you are frustrated with your career. Well, that doesn't mean that you are outside of God's will. It may just mean that maybe you need to buckle down and try harder. Or it could just mean that you're having a bad day. But if you tie in frustration with fatigue, you just don't have the energy to do it anymore. You just don't have the reserves to accomplish this. You tie that with feelings of emptiness. You no longer have the passion for it. You no longer have the desire, the willpower to do it. And then when you toss that in with failure, you know, you aren't succeeding like you were before. You put all of those together, you might say there is a problem. Now, any one of those by themselves may not be enough to say you are out of God's will. But together, there's an abundance of evidence. Feeling distant from God. You know, if you're in a relationship and every time you're with that person, you feel more distant from God. That says you need some work. If you are married, it means you have to work on that marriage. If you're dating, it means maybe you need to evaluate the long-term potential of that mate. Lack of fulfillment. Just knowing inside that something's not right. You feel it in your soul. Again, You can't always trust your feelings, but if you tie that in with all these other symptoms, it may be a warning light that says you are out of God's will. Anxiety. Not only that, but frustrated. And some of these other things. Not enough time for God. You know, if you don't have time for God in your life, it's certain that you're doing something that's outside of God's will. So, one of God's wills for your life is for you to grow in your relationship with Him so that you will become more like Jesus. If you don't have enough time for the church or not enough time for daily Bible habits, something's out of kilter there. And you have to figure out what that is. Being quick-tempered. Look, maybe it's that way for you in certain areas of your life. Do you feel what I'm saying? Do you feel this way in a certain area of your life? These symptoms together might say it's time for a U-turn. It's time for you to turn around and go in a different direction. And then as we talked about last week, avoidance of spiritual habits. You know, you don't want to pray because you know every time you pray, God is going to put His finger on that area that's not right. You don't want to read your Bible because every time you read the Bible, you read verses about this particular area of your life, whether it's finances or career or spirituality or relationships, maybe in other areas of sin. But when these all go together, they can show you that it's time to admit and say, God, I admit, I'm not in the middle of your will. And as soon as you make that admission, you're ready for step number two, which is accept. Accept God's forgiveness. You see, God doesn't condemn you when you're outside of His will. He's concerned about you, and He wants to offer His forgiveness to you. He wants to clear the relationship, but sometimes we don't like to accept God's forgiveness because we feel like a failure. You may feel like a failure in a relationship, or you may feel like a failure in your career. Henry Ford said one time, failure is the opportunity to begin again more intelligently. So there's really no such thing as failure. I mean, if you go to God and say, look, God, I messed up in that area, God will not condemn you. God will not give you a lecture. God will not point His finger at you. Instead, God will offer you forgiveness. And the distance that you felt between you and God will go away. And God will be close, and He will be real. And you'll get empowered in your life in that area. 1 John 1:9. But if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong. Now, that verse says He will forgive us and He will cleanse us. I want to be very clear. It doesn't say He will take away the consequences of our mistake. Because if you are out of His will, there are consequences for being out of His will. But one of those consequences is that you have a broken relationship with God. So it does say he will fix that. You will be back in right relationship with God. He will cleanse your relationship. And get this, he will forgive us. It's instant forgiveness. You know, sometimes we don't like to go to God and ask for forgiveness because we think it's going to be this long, drawn-out way back. Sometimes we think God will, you know, be like that. If we are out of God's will, we're like, man, for me to get back on track, I'm going to have to go back in. I'm going to have to sweat. I'm going to have to bleed. I'm going to trace all of my steps to get back into God's will. And when I get there, God's going to give me a lecture. He's going to make me feel bad. But none of that's true. If you want to get back in God's will, it's not 500 Hail Marys. It's one step. If you just go to God and say, God, I want back in your will. And God, like the loving father of the prodigal son story, will reach out to you and hug you, and he'll put a robe on your back and a ring on your finger, and you will be restored into the relationship with him. Just like that. One step back. The guy who said, I've gone too far from God. No, you haven't. You may have run from God, but he's been following you all along. And if you want to get back, it's just one step back. You say, I can never get back in God's will. You're wrong. You can get back in God's will in a moment if you confess and accept his forgiveness. So, will you be willing to accept his forgiveness today? Allow him to cleanse that relationship. Allow him to enter back into a friendship with you and then move down his path. As you take that step, then God begins to talk to you again. And here's what God does. God gives you revised directions if you ask. That's our next step. Ask God for revised directions. Our image for this series has been the GPS, and it's actually beyond the GPS because God's will is not just a technical kind of a piece of equipment. It goes beyond GPS, but there are similarities. Well, that's how God works. God says, if you will go to him and admit that you are out of his will, accept his forgiveness, he'll give you revised directions to get you back into his will. He'll meet you right where you are and take you where he wants you to be and where you need to be. How does God do this? Look, James 1:5. This has been our key verse for this entire series. And it says, if you need wisdom, and I do, if you need wisdom, if you want to know what God wants you to be, if you want to know his will, ask him. That's what this series has been about. How do we learn to hear God, trust God, stay on course with God, and then get this? He will gladly tell you. I find it interesting that the verse could have ended there. But James goes on to say, he will not resent your asking. James, I think, puts that last sentence in there for those of us who are off track. Because when you're off track, you think, I don't want to go back to God. God's going to hate me. God's not going to want to give me directions again. But God will not resent your asking. And here's why. Because God is always the God of another chance. You never run out of chances with God. God's grace offers you another chance. Look, I'm like most of you. I would give you a second chance. I like some of you a lot. And I might even give you a third chance. But from my human standpoint, I'm limited in the number of chances that I would give you, but not God. God says, I'll give you another chance. And no matter how far off course you are, how many times you have been off course, if you will come back to God, He will not regret your asking. And here's why. Because He wants you in the middle of His will. Because that's the best possible place for you to be. That's where you are feeling your passion. That's where you're living out your purpose. That's where you are experiencing God's presence on a regular basis. That's what life is all about. Success is being in the middle of God's will. And God will do everything supernaturally possible to get you back into His will and back on that best pathway if you'll just ask Him for revised directions. In fact, let's look at our verse that we looked at on the first day of this series. It's Psalm 32:8. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. God will do whatever it takes to get you back on that pathway. You may think, I don't know what to do. And look, sometimes you don't know what to do. But God says, I know what to do. I will give you wisdom. I will guide you and advise you and get you back on that best pathway. And God will offer that to us. But what do we have to do? We have to, number four, act quickly on the steps that He gives. God will give us these revised directions because He's more interested in the relationship than the rules that we've broken. But then we have to do our part in the relationship. We have to act quickly on what God tells us. You know, if you think about it, it was your failure to be obedient that got you off track to start with. And it's your failure to be obedient that will keep you from getting back on track. So it's time, once again, to say, God, the answer is yes. Now tell me what you want me to do. That's what this life is all about. God, I know you have the best pathway for me. So the answer is yes. Now tell me what you want me to do. And then act on it. You know, up until this point in this process that we've been looking at, you've not really had to do anything. You have to admit that you are out of God's will. You have to accept God's forgiveness. You have to ask for a revised direction. But you've not had to adjust anything. You've not had to experience any discomfort in your life yet. Sometimes we don't want to act on these revised directions that God has given us because that will lead to discomfort. And if you need a career U-turn, it may be uncomfortable for a while. living with that tension of, should I stay here or should I do something else? Should I go here or should I stay there? Do you have to make a relational U-turn? That can be uncomfortable for a while. And here's what I've learned. Short-term discomfort that comes with getting into God's will is overshadowed by the blessings of being in God's will. In other words, I would rather experience some short-term discomfort than to miss out on God's long-term plan for my life. So you act quickly. You've heard me say it before, delayed obedience is disobedience. And there's no U-turn until you act, until you move on what God tells you to do. That's the great thing about God. The great thing about God is not only will He give you the power to make the first step, but as soon as you do, as soon as you take that first step, He'll give you more power to make the second step. You see, using God's power to make the U-turn, and it's going to feel like you took all the power that God has to make that U-turn. And as soon as you take that step, you get more of God's power. Because God's will is ultimately about a friendship. It's about a relationship. So right now, you may feel like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. God's going to take everything. He's got to help me make this U-turn. But as soon as you take that step, you get more of God's power, more of God's presence, more of God's promises showing up in your life. Not my power, not my will, but God's will being done. Maybe your issue is finances. Maybe your issue is career. Maybe your issue is relationships. Maybe yours is a spiritual issue. Maybe it's sin. All I know is that it will take, if you will take that first step that God tells you to take, He will come alongside of you and empower you and embolden you to get back on track fully. So maybe you need that U-turn. Focus on the relationship with God and say, God, let's just lay aside the past because God's forgotten that. And let's push on toward the future. In fact, let's look at these couple of verses in Philippians. It says, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I strain to reach the end of the race. The Apostle Paul compares life to a race. And so sometimes in a race, you get off track, but God allows U-turns. And what do you want to do? You want to end the race and receive the prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us up to heaven. What's the prize? It's the prize of finishing your life, knowing that you are in the middle of God's will. It's the prize of living every day in the middle of God's will. It's the prize of having God's blessing on your career, or God's blessing on your finances, or God's blessing on your relationship. The prize and the experience of being in the center of what God has for you. That's what life is all about. Listen, here's what success is. Success in life is defined by being in the middle of God's will and following that path, doing what God wants you to do. You know, if I could summarize this entire series that we've been in during the last 4 weeks, it's this. God's will is the long-term process to make you more like Jesus Christ. You see, God will use the U-turns to make you more like Jesus Christ. God uses the disciplines that keep us on track to make you more like Jesus Christ. God teaching you to hear and to trust is about making you more like Jesus Christ. You know, we've studied some of the characters in the Scripture who have followed God's will. And one that intrigues me a lot is the Apostle Paul, because we always think of the Apostle Paul as this great Christian, and he certainly was. And we know what he was like before he became a Christian. You know, it was pretty bad. But even after he became a Christian, there were times where he needed a U-turn. One that stands out is that there was once where Paul was leading his team to go to Spain. And Paul was this minister, and he wanted to get there and start churches. And he wanted to end up there. But God redirected him. God sent a U-turn in his way and said, "No, that's not what I had for you. Instead, I want you to go to Macedonia." And you may have heard that famous passage about the Macedonia call that he heard. That was God redirecting him, rerouting him, refocusing him. So no less than a great person is the Apostle Paul. He needed U-turns. But when he got to the end of his life and he looked back, he said, "God, I'm glad I followed you every step of the way. I'm thankful even for the U-turns, because it caused me to know you more. It taught me to follow you better." And then at the very end of his life, Paul is writing to a young man by the name of Timothy. And look at what Paul said. And I hope you can say this about your life. Paul said, "I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." You know, for just a moment, you can fast forward to the end of your life. Right now, it may feel like you're way off track. But over the next period of time, God brings you back into the middle of His will. Don't you want to end your life saying, "I kept the faith. I finished the race. I have been in the middle of God's will"? I think Jesus said it best when Jesus prayed, "God, not my will, but thy will be done." That's what this entire series has been about. Not my will, but thy will be done. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that if we need wisdom, we can ask, and you'll give it to us. We thank you that you give us the power to stay on course, and you teach us to trust, and you teach us to hear. And today we're thankful that today you allow U-turns. God, we just believe that right now there are some people here that need a U-turn. So we pray for them. We pray that you'll give revised directions to put them back on that best pathway that you have for their life. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.